Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Are you awake today? You're not usually awake right now.
How about you? The greater question might be, are you awake today?
I'm always awake when I do the show. Okay, most, like 80% of the time.
I'm awake today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a first. This is usually
your midday
slump. Oh, come
on, it's not a first.
Yeah, maybe like once. In the 2 years.
You're starting on the attack today. You're just
always tired at this time.
You're just moving right in on me today.
You know, I have proof. These shows are recorded. I can go back and listen to them and prove it. You're always tired at this time of day.
So what? What are you making of it?
Nothing. I was just pointing it out.
I think the question is, are you awake? Because,
well, look at me. Here I am.
Because, well, okay, here you are. Got your AC/DC t-shirt on today.
That's a first. I only wear, like, 4 shirts, and 3 of them have AC/DC on.
That's kind of true.
I don't even like AC/DC that much. They're good, but
you just like the logo.
I don't even like the logo that much. They're just on all of my shirts.
You got 3 AC/DC and 2 Marvel.
Yeah, you're right.
And 1 Star Trek.
I don't wear the Star Trek one as
much
anymore.
No, you don't really wear this. It's a nice shirt, though. It's a little hot. You know, it's nice having a tank top at this time of year.
Yeah, I wear the Star Trek one to bed more than I wear it out. So.
What's going on?
Nothing.
What you been doing?
Watching TV.
And sleeping.
And sleeping. That's it. It's been my life lately.
Yeah. That's summer. That's what you're supposed to do.
Is it? Because I feel like some people do things during summer.
Some people overbook during the summer. Usually in the past.
I definitely don't have that problem.
In the past, you have been overbooked. Like, usually in the past, I overbook your summer, actually. I'm totally guilty of that as a parent.
Well, that's you, not me. I mean, I actually did have a few things planned for this summer, but they didn't end up.
Well, you went on your trip. You went out west.
Yeah. Trying to get a job.
You're trying to get a job.
That's about it.
You came home the other day and said, I need a resume.
No, I texted you and said that. I didn't say that when I got home.
It seemed like an unfamiliar word to you. Like, I need a resume.
I know what a resume is.
How was your resume coming along?
Okay. I'll show it to you when we're off the radio, you know?
Okay. Need any help with it?
Probably.
Okay.
What about you? How's your summer going? You work, right?
I've been working a lot. I did a show at the Half Moon on July 3rd. That was really fun.
Did that go well?
It was so much fun. It was so good. Lots of, you know, friendly people turned out and supported the show, and Amy and Eric, who I play with, they were totally amazing. And the Half Moon was great. The people who own John and Franny are totally awesome. Penn Sultan was bartending. I went up to Penn and said, I'm performing and you're bartending, like, that just seems wrong. Yep, but it's what it was. The tables were turned that night. Since I guess I should just fully explain that I've bartended many times when Penn has played with his band Last Good Tooth at the Spotty Dog. So it seemed like a bit of a change. So yeah, did that. Went camping.
Right. You
told
went
you.
With
yeah.
With your friend.
Yep. Went camping. Took 45 minutes for us to boil water.
Did it really?
Yeah, it was the biggest challenge for us as campers was boiling water. That was very challenging.
How did you feel about that?
It's a little embarrassing that you to be flummoxed in your effort to boil water.
That's really great.
So, you know, the thing is, you know, so we don't have a lot of gear, Noah and I, because we don't camp very often. In fact, truthfully, Noah had, I think, never been camping before. So I was the experienced camper of the two of us, which was really pathetic because I know very little about camping. But okay, but we rallied. We got some stuff. We threw it in the car. We drove to our campsite. And then so to boil water, you had to build a fire in your fire pit. And then this kind of fold down grill thing, which was these like bent and twisted iron, like rusted iron bars would come rest over your fire. So Noah kept, I had this very small saucepan, and he built the fire, and then he had to keep chasing the flame and push the saucepan around on the grill to try to move it to where the fire was hot enough. And the grill was so uneven that the water would spill onto the fire. Hello?
Sorry. Yeah. The grill. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not carrying the show anymore.
I know.
I know. It's your show.
You were talking.
It's okay. You can talk.
You bang your phone on the table?
I'm just drumming my fingers.
Very loudly. Did you do it a little more audibly so people could hear that you were really annoyed and impatient with me?
Well, you're not even pretending to pay attention.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? You were talking. I didn't want to interrupt you.
When you're talking, you pay attention. When you're talking to someone, they usually hopefully pay attention. Unless what you're saying is, so, I mean, I guess my story was so boring that there was no.
Come on. Yeah, I'll play some. Okay. What was the song you wanted me to play?
I don't know. You played it. It was some girl singing, and you played it like last night. And I liked it.
Let me. Yeah, I remember doing that. That was, yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about camping a little more while I...
So that I can...
I'm good.
I don't know what I want. dry.
Fingers Crossed by Allison Weiss.
By who?
Allison Weiss.
Oh. How'd you find that one, Loretta?
Tumblr. That's actually when you're looking at default themes from Tumblr, there's a bunch of default posts that are on the pages, and that's one of them, that song.
Wow. Somebody got their artist to be the default.
Yeah, that must be like great publicity.
It's crazy.
Being on every default theme. Wow. On Tumblr.
So what's new on Tumblr?
Nothing.
How many days until Guardians of the Galaxy?
Let me check. I've got a counter on my blog. 16. Wait.
Something wait. You haven't.
No, wait. 16 days, 10 hours, 12 minutes.
It's pretty exciting.
Isn't it?
You and I saw the Planet of the Apes movie.
You didn't like that so much.
Neither did you, as I recall. I thought it was okay. I thought it was on the not okay side of okay, as opposed to the good side of okay.
I thought it was kind of like the perfect medium for a movie.
Did you really?
Maybe leaning a little more towards the goods. It was like right in the middle. Scale of good to bad, it's
right nailing right in the middle. Yeah. I was a little on the bad side.
I think I was a little bit more on the good side.
Tell me something. Okay, besides the computer effects, which admittedly were really good,
yeah,
tell me
those were great.
Tell me something good about that movie.
I don't know. Tell me something good about your favorite movie, other than.
I really liked a character. I thought it was this amazing.
Okay, fine. I liked the character.
Which character?
I liked the.
Did you like the bad monkey?
No, I didn't like.
Because often
Koba,
in movies.
That was his name.
Koba. Often in movies, you like bad people.
Yeah, in Marvel movies. But that's not my fault. They make Marvel villains really likable.
Okay, so if Marvel had done the Planet of the Apes, how could they have done a better villain?
I don't know. Humor? Humor. It's hard to make a likable villain when they're a monkey.
It could have been a funny monkey.
With monkeys, it's kind of black and white. You either like the monkey or you don't like the monkey. There's not really any humor or side characteristics or like love life to add into like what you like and don't like about the character. It's a good monkey who does good things, or it's a bad monkey who does bad things. It's not like.
Okay, because like the good monkey, Caesar, he had a love interest and stuff.
Yeah, but not like.
Not interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't.
She was his wife, and yeah, she had a baby, no. And she got sick, and somebody had to make her feel
wife.
Better. It was a monkey wife. You know, how interesting can a wife be if it's a monkey wife?
How interesting can a monkey? I guess they were pretty interesting monkeys, weren't they?
You know what? Actually, I was just going to say that if those characters weren't monkeys, we would have just slept right through that whole movie. Like, actually, story-wise, it was kind of boring.
I don't think so. I think, like, the idea of monkeys, you know.
Taking over the world.
Yeah.
That, I thought it was kind of interesting.
I wouldn't call that boring. Unrealistic would be a good word to describe it, but not boring.
Hey, Tom DiPietro's here.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
hi. Come on in.
Okay.
Can Tom join the show?
Yeah, of course.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, have you seen Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Because that's what we're talking about here today.
Dawn? You mean an old Dawn? An old movie?
No, a new one.
The one
There's
that just came
one?
Out. Yeah, it
it's
just
a,
came out.
It's a remake of Dawn of the Planet.
Yeah.
Remake?
Yeah.
I will see it. I guarantee you I will see it. I have seen all the Planet of the Apes. Oh, there's a new one. Right. Okay. Right. I am Planet
You're
of the Apes fan.
In 14-year-old
I know.
Right now.
Is Tim Burton the director?
No.
Well, who's the director? Anybody?
Reese or something? John Reese or something?
Oh, I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Whoever he is.
Yeah.
Familiar.
They just dragged some monkey in off the street.
Oh. You got to excuse me. I just came from a long interview in the other studio. You know we have another studio right next door?
Oh.
This guy.
You just did the Joseph Lucy?
Yeah.
Lucy,
yeah.
Wow.
Is he right there?
He's back there somewhere.
Oh, man. Tell him I said hi.
I will. And we're going to go have coffee. Maybe we'll have espresso. Since it's Italiano.
All right. I'm sorry you can't talk Planet of the Apes movies.
No, I'm sorry. I'm kind of like distracted right now. But it was a pleasure stopping in and seeing you gals.
Okay. Good seeing you.
Okay.
You
know, I'm the best fan. I'm the greatest
fan
of the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww.
What other movies did you like lately? You're kind of picky about movies, aren't you?
I've been begging you to watch X-Men movies at home, and you won't do it.
I said I want to. Last night I was watching In the Flash.
That just means no.
No,
it
but
doesn't.
I'll watch it
I mean,
tonight.
It's
I'll
a nice
X-Men
no.
Tonight.
It's like. I was doing. I didn't say no and do nothing. I said no and did something else. But it's still
no. I was. It was a tense part. I was finishing the season.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was on the season finale. You can't interrupt me when I'm watching a season finale. That's
no,
just, you know.
No. I can't.
We can watch X-Men tonight. You wanted to see the first one.
I want to watch the first one.
Right.
You have it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean like we go over to Dad's to watch it?
I think so.
All right. You're going to be on the exercise bike.
Mm-hmm. You look kind of nervous about that. You look kind of tense right now. You've gotten a bit stiff.
Oh, I forgot we're having a guest for dinner.
Oh, Amy.
Amy's coming for dinner.
Woo.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. So, all right. So what are we going to do? Are we not going to watch X-Men?
I just don't kind of see that as like, hey, Amy, come on over, have dinner, and then watch an X-Men movie.
So no tonight?
No, maybe later. She's probably not going to stay that late.
Yeah, I think you're kind of aware I'm not going to be going to sleep too early.
I am.
You are? You never go to sleep early. What?
Oh, my God.
I mean, compared to me, yeah. But
no, I have to fight to stay up past 9 o'clock.
Really?
Yes. And then, so like, I fart around on the computer and then I start reading, and reading just puts me to sleep. And then I sleep for a while and then I wake up and read a little more and then I go to bed for real.
You always wake up a bunch of times. Or is that Dad? That might be Dad. Dad does that. When we were in Arizona, I would just stay up all night, like watching TV or whatever. And it would be like, he just kept waking up. So it would be like at midnight, he wakes up. And then at 2 a.m., he wakes up. And then 4 a.m. And then I'm usually asleep by 4 a.m. Maybe five. But he kept waking up. Do you do that too? Is that? No? Because you do that sometimes when I'm with you.
Well,
sometimes
if
you wake up multiple times.
If you come into my room, it kind of wakes me up.
No, sometimes you actually haven't been doing it so much lately, but you used to do this thing where sometimes I just like, it'd be like 1 or 2 a.m. and I'd just hear you ruffling around upstairs and then the shower faucet would turn on. And you don't have a very good perception of time when it's nighttime and you wake up, do you? Maybe you just used to think it was like midnight or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You would get into the shower at like 2 or 3 a.m.
That's never happened.
That has happened so many times.
I do not sleep shower. I just Mom, don't. You know how I know?
Because
when I get up in the morning, the towel and the bath mat are not wet. Like, I haven't been in the shower without knowing it.
Well, I think you know it.
But I don't remember it.
I don't know. I mean, you did it. You definitely did it. You would get into the shower like really, really early in the morning.
I think like there is like one or two times in my whole life when it's been a hot night and I wake up and I'm so hot that I take a shower to cool off.
You
I
did
have
it
done
at
that
at least three times in the past year.
I think last summer, because we didn't have an air conditioner last
summer. It was this summer. And we still don't have an air conditioner. We have one, but it's sitting in a box.
It's in a box. I haven't put it in the window yet.
We still don't have an air
conditioner. Maybe I should just return it. Get my money back.
We're not going to use it.
I hate air conditioners.
Why? Then why did you buy it?
Because I don't like being so hot all
the
time.
Why do you hate air conditioners? You're punchy today.
You're right.
Why are you laughing at that? What was funny about that?
You accused me of being punchy.
How is that funny?
It's funny. Because okay. I'm punchy.
All right.
Play a song. Will you please play that Vampire Weekend thing?
Which one?
Where it's every song played at the same time.
Oh my God.
I've just been begging and begging and begging you to play that on your show. Even just for like 30 seconds or 45 seconds or something. It's my favorite thing.
Okay. I'm searching it. I have to find it on Google because... Every Vampire Weekend song. Wait. Played at once. I can't find it.
What?
I can't find it.
You have to be able to find it.
I forgot who posted it, so I can't search them.
Is it on Tumblr? Oh, God, this is going to kill me.
I searched
I loved
every
it
Vampire
so
Weekend
much.
Song played at once. Oh, my God. Maybe it's in my liked posts. I have a thing where I can search liked posts. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have lost it.
Just so you know, I got an email from somebody who I know as the Chicken Man.
What?
I just got an email from somebody.
What?
His name is the Chicken Man.
Okay. This might take... Do you want to talk about... What do you want to talk about? What have you been into lately? Any TV shows?
Boardwalk Empire. I told you that if I were 14 and on Tumblr, my Tumblr would be full of Jack Houston. I love
I've
that guy.
I've reblogged a few pictures. Because he was in Kill Your Darlings, which is a movie I like a lot.
Oh, I want to see that movie. That's about the... it's about like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and stuff.
Yeah, Dane DeHaan's in it, and Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, right. The thing is, I really like Jack Houston with the mask and the little spectacles.
Is it going to be disappointing for you?
I'm not going to like him with an entire face. I like him with half his face missing, with the little mask. And what else am I into lately? I'm into this old album by Aztec Camera that I rediscovered that I was a fan of when I was like 18 years old. And camping. I'm into camping.
Right, camping.
And you know, just trying to write. And I've been sort of blocked lately. I haven't been having good writing lately. I've been sort of stuck and not finishing things and not liking what I write. And
I don't think the internet is fast enough for me to search likes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can you... next week, can you, like, download it?
Mom, I don't want it downloaded. I barely have any space on my computer as is. I need to download it.
Then you can get rid of it after you play it on the air. All right, what else are we going to play? Oh, my God, it's almost over.
Oh, you're right. That went quickly.
God, we've just frittered away a half hour.
Yeah, how did we do that?
We've just been rambling. We've just been like, eh, blah, 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 blah. Like, no... I don't even know where I was. Like, I wasn't even in my... It was, like, out of body.
You were kind of out of it today.
But a little hyped.
Yeah, you weren't super on top of it. I don't know. What songs have you been
listening to? Hey, as long as I know where I am when I'm driving, I figure,
that's true. Oh, you know what I should play? I should play... remember that song I played you by Cashmere Cat?
Yeah, I liked that.
Play that. Mirror Maru.